back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we're about to go to our guest, Deborah Stevens, who is working to have some 911 grand juries established. But before we go to her, I just want to real quick hit a Ron Paul update. If you go to ronpaul2008.com, ronpaul2008.com, and those numbers are numeric, check out his website and make sure and email all your friends and let them know and spread the word. But one of the tidbits of breaking news that I found on there, and I've stated before, is, you know, there is a big, huge news blackout on the efforts of Ron Paul and our efforts. But nonetheless, one of the most effective tools to get a little bit of press are letters to the editor. And there's another letter to the editor in there in the Oshkosh, Wisconsin newspaper, thenorthwestern.com. That's thenorthwestern.com. And I'll just read the first quick real paragraph right here. It's, since the big government loving socialistic Democrats and the big government loving fascist Republicans are virtually identical, any presidential candidate who is an uncompromising defender of liberty and the Constitution is rare indeed. And that's what this gentleman has to say about Ron Paul. And I want to congratulate Al Doyle from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, on writing a letter and getting it in thenorthwestern.com. All right, Deborah, without further ado, how are you doing, Deborah?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Richard?
Pretty good. So give us an update from where we stand here with this 911 grand jury presentment issue.
Well, sure. I've been doing more further research, and it looks like presentments at some levels are still accepted. But you have to really know what you're doing as far as, like, court procedure. And I found out that at the state level, there is such a thing as private prosecution that is still available. It's called a writ of quo warranto, which means by what authority. And it's mainly used to prosecute government officials and judges and things like that. And what happens is that if you take a criminal complaint to a prosecutor, and he doesn't do anything about it, and then you take it to the district attorney, they won't do anything about it, attorney general won't do anything about it, then after a certain number of days, you can file this writ of quo warranto and actually become what's called a private attorney general and prosecute the case yourself in a criminal court. But right now, you can only do that at the state level. And in different states, it varies from state to state as far as how much it's allowed. They've pretty much squashed quo warranto at the federal level, unfortunately.
I can just imagine they're not big fans of that up there at the federal level.
No, they are not big fans of quo warranto at all. And the other problem with the quo warranto thing is that it's going to be like a needle in a haystack chance of being able to hire an attorney to be a private prosecutor for you. If you can't get the public state prosecutor to prosecute a case, then you are going to have to know enough about law and court procedure to do it yourself. And that's a very difficult thing to do. There are some people that can do it, and I'm trying to look into getting some people like that to help us out. But like I said, the problem that we're facing right now is that the federal level, they pretty much are not allowing it. So it's going to be in the states. It's going to come down to the states to try to get some people who know enough about law, or try to recruit some people who know enough about law to try to take these people to task at the state level, mostly in New York. And there's actually an initiative going on right now in New York to a people's ballot initiative to have a special prosecutor appointed. Actually create a new office to have another investigation done of 9/11. So,
well, that's great news, and hopefully they'll follow through and get that done and in short order. Now, going to this quote, talking about this quo warranto issue, have you found any cases here in Texas recently that you could pattern this after?
A few. It's very rare. It's extremely rare. It's kind of one of these things where you have to go back to precedent for like the last century or before.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll pick this up where we left off. We're on the air with Deborah Stevens. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. We'll be right back after this break.
C Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we are on the air with Deborah Stevens. I'd like to make one quick announcement about an event coming up April 17th on 2007, which is at 7 p.m. at Brave New Bookstore. They've basically got an event every day, so if you look at their website, bravenewbookstore.com, you'll see a calendar there of all their events that they have. Basically, there's one event every day, and in Central Texas, there's sometimes one or two or three different events going on simultaneously. So hopefully that's the way it'll get to be all over the United States, all over the country, in any major city and moderately sized city as well, and even the smaller cities. It would be great if there were 911 groups and voterescue.org groups and different groups addressing all the different issues that need to be addressed. It's really late in the hour to restore our republic, and it's a long shot that we may even be able to do it at all. But nonetheless, if we do nothing, we know that we'll be paying the price from that as well. So anyway, check out BraveNewBookstore.com and check out Aerosol Crimes on April 17th, 7 p.m. here in Austin. That's at 1904 Guadalupe. Most folks in Austin know where that's located, 1904 Guadalupe Street in Austin. And if you're around Central Texas, drop on by and visit the good folks over there at BraveNewBookstore.com. All right, Deborah, back on the air, and you were talking about that you'd found a few examples of quo warranto being used.
Yes, a few examples. Most of them have to do with getting people out of office that are not in office appropriately, legally. Somebody's usurping an office, a public office that like somebody didn't get elected to properly or didn't get appointed to properly or committing illegal acts. It's mostly has to do with getting rid of public officials for illegal acts. But as far as like prosecuting, that's really mainly what quo warranto is supposed to be used for.
Well, it sounds like we need to be using quo warranto a lot more often right now.
It sounds like we need to be using it a lot more often. And going back also to the presentments issue, I was reading in the original Constitution of the Republic of Texas, this isn't the state constitution now, but this was the first when we became a republic, when they were setting up the judicial system here and defining the district clerk of the court and things like this, they specifically granted the right of presentment to the grand jury. See, in the Fifth Amendment, an accused person is protected from an accusation. It either has to pass indictment or presentment, okay? But the Fifth Amendment doesn't specifically grant grand juries the right to have presentment, but Seventh Amendment common law does. But in our Texas Constitution, the clerk of the court, okay, an officer of the clerk, the only way they could be removed was specifically by presentment of grand jury. And this is very important because if you have to rely on the indictment, so the indictment comes from prosecutor, okay? Prosecutor's not going to prosecute his friend, all right? And so they outlined it in our Constitution that it had to come from presentment. Now, once we became a state, they changed that, okay? They changed it to indictment, okay, because they don't want presentment, all right? People in government do not want grand juries to have presentment power because that is the people's way of initiating prosecution.
Right.
And what I'm trying to, where I'm trying to take this, not only just for publicity's sake, but I want to restore the power of grand jury presentments and also private prosecution, and not just through quo warranto, but to be able to, for people to be able to really hire an attorney to prosecute if the state doesn't prosecute, because it's really just not fair. Okay, you want to talk about no free market. I mean, if you're an accused individual, you can hire the best defense attorney money can buy. All right, for however much money you got, you can hire the best lawyer. But if you're the victim of a crime, it doesn't work that way. You have to rely on the state prosecutor who gets people off with plea bargains. They protect their buddies in government and in corporations. And there's little vindication for victims, okay? And so we really need to bring back this private prosecution and quo warranto because they do it in other countries. And, right. Like, right now, Alberto Gonzalez is, you know, the big scandal because he's fired all these U.S. attorneys, right, for investigating government officials.
Right. Now you mentioned it, which I've covered that story quite a bit on the show. What's your take on what's going on with that situation with Alberto Gonzalez?
Well, from what research I've been able to do, it looks like these attorneys were investigating child sex slave rings, okay, and were about to indict some high-level government officials, and that's what I've been able to see why they got rid of them. But the thing is, if we had private prosecution, then you know what? Go ahead, Gonzalez, fire all the state prosecutors you want because we could just, we the people, hire our own attorneys and prosecute in court, in a criminal court, and wouldn't need to rely on the state prosecutors. There's so much that's going on right now, so much corruption that's not being prosecuted and taken care of because we're completely dependent, the judicial system is completely dependent on government state prosecutors, public prosecutors to prosecute crime. And it's just not supposed to be that way. The history of grand juries, the history of prosecutions of crime in general, it used to be anybody who wanted to bring a charge against somebody was considered a prosecutor, okay, and could bring the evidence directly to the standing grand jury. See, nowadays we don't have access to the grand juries, okay, the grand juries that are impaneled by the courts, okay? We don't know who they are. We can't bring them evidence. It used to be that you wouldn't go to if you had evidence of a crime or a criminal complaint, you wouldn't go to a public prosecutor. You would go to the grand jury directly. Okay, and the grand jury would decide whether or not we're going to prosecute the case. I mean, there wasn't even a state public prosecutor's office until the late 1800s. All right.
So basically, when it worked that way, then it was more along the thesis of trial by jury of your peers or indictment by a group of your peers as well, then?
Yes, there was both. There was both. The grand jury was the accusatory body, okay? They act as the shield and the sword of the people, all right? As a shield, they protect against government harassing type of prosecution, just wanting the government wanting to just lock people up for being political dissidents, okay? So the grand juries would say, no, prosecutor, you don't have any evidence. You can't prosecute this person. You can't indict them. You can't take them to trial or throw them in jail or anything like that. You don't have any evidence, all right? That's the shield. Nowadays, grand juries are basically a rubber stamp for the prosecutor, but it used to be that grand juries were very active in protecting citizens from from the abusive and overreaching power of the executive branch and public prosecutors. And as that's the shield, okay? As the sword, grand juries are supposed to make presentments, do their own investigations, okay, bring forth their own charges, and be able to prosecute in court. Okay, I was at the 9/11 conference this week in the Project for New American Citizens here, and there was a presentation done by a couple of guys about the Oklahoma City bombing case. And this was very the grand jury. It was a very crucial issue here. Okay, most people may know what happened to Hoppy Heidelberg. All right, he was on the grand jury. Federal grand jury impaneled for the Oklahoma City bombing case. Well, he wanted to question the witnesses that had seen Timothy McVeigh with other people that day. He's like, I want to talk to these witnesses. I want to know who they saw Timothy McVeigh with. He wanted forensic evidence of the structure of the building and he wanted to talk to experts about, well, how could all of this damage been done just from this one truck supposedly exploding, all right? He wanted to do a real investigation, and he was calling on the prosecutor and asking the judge all these questions, wanting to bring these witnesses, and basically they ignored him, and then they kicked him off the grand jury, okay?
Wow, so that was his reward for really wanting to get down to the nitty-gritty and really wanted to get down the nuts and bolts and find out what happened in Oklahoma City bombing.
Uh-huh.
He just gets ousted out of this grand jury.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing is, what I didn't even realize before this weekend that these guys they're making a documentary movie about this, all the investigative work that they've done on the Oklahoma City bombing. Actually, in the federal case, the government never even proved that Timothy McVeigh was in Oklahoma City the day of the bombing because they couldn't call any witnesses into the courtroom to say, yes, I saw Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City that day, because every single witness had seen Timothy McVeigh with other people, and they didn't want that coming out. All right, so they never even proved he was in the city that day. And see, the thing is, what Hoppy Heidelberg did, he was coming from the point of view that grand juries are passive and that all the evidence has to be presented to them by the prosecutor or by the court. And that is not the case, okay? That's not the case at all. And I think that what should have happened there is that instead of going to the court or the judge or the prosecutor and asking for witnesses or evidence to be brought to him, he should have gone out himself, okay, and called those witnesses. I mean, it was on mainstream media. People knew who these witnesses were. He should have gone and called these people and dragged them into the grand jury room himself, because grand juries have the power to do that. They can kick the prosecutor out of the room. They're not a prosecutor's panel. They're not a court panel. They're actually the fourth branch of government, okay? They're not under any of the other three branches of government. They have a right to do their own private investigations. They can hire their own private investigators, okay? The problem is that grand juries, people sitting on grand juries don't know their rights. They don't know that they have the right to actively investigate on their own. They're not a petite jury, okay? The petite jury, or some people call it the petit jury, they're passive, okay? That's when the trial takes place. They sit there and they listen to both sides of the evidence and, you know, make a decision. But grand juries don't do that. Grand juries are supposed to be active and investigative, independent, accusatory bodies.
All right, Deborah. Well, we're heading into a break, and I'll tell you what, I appreciate your passion on this issue. I just wish this conversation was happening in the fall of 2001 because
I know.
We need to accelerate and get back into getting these grand juries to work and do the work we need to do. All right, we've got Josh coming on line one right after this break. We'll be back on with Deborah after this.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Greaves, and we are on here every week addressing the mainstream media's decades-long call to action on the American people, which is just don't get out there and do anything, just watch TV, order some pizza, watch football, drink some beer, and not do much of anything else. And then maybe once on the first Tuesday in November, get out there and maybe push a button, pull a lever, punch a Chad, whatever, and not get involved much beyond that. But anyway, we're here to answer to their call to action against the American public by asking folks to get involved in what's going on. All right, we're on the air with Deborah Stevens talking about grand juries and the opportunity to bring forth indictments from the public, despite the fact that maybe these attorneys, these prosecutors won't get on board. All right, Deborah, we've got a caller on line one here, Josh, with hopefully a question for you. Hello, Josh. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Richard?
Pretty good.
This is Josh from PNAC. I actually called you last week to plug our event we had this weekend.
Okay.
And I was kind of calling to give a little mini wrap-up of it, I guess, since you were asking about it.
Give us a thumbnail update.
Well, I was not able to attend yesterday for personal reasons, but today I went, and it was great. We had Daniel Abramson absolutely knocked it out of the park with his speech today. It was 2 hours long, and it was just it was going over every aspect you could possibly think of and a bunch of stuff that I think is going to really interest the 9/11 Truth Movement once we get this stuff up on the internet there.
Okay. Well, we do have guests. Tell me one last thing. What? How big was that crowd there at the West Hall there?
When I was leaving, they were heading over there, and it looked like it was possibly 50 to 100, maybe more. Mm-hmm. I had to leave again. I'm doing my job right now, so okay. I had to leave to go there. But there was a lot of new stuff went over, a lot of uncovered drills that were happening on 9/11 that Wester Tarpley talked about. Stephen Jones brought out some new evidence on thermite usage on the towers, and it was a really great week and got to meet a lot of great people. And everyone stay tuned to the websites, the pnacitizen.org, and even the MySpace site. We're going to have a lot of pictures up, and I'm going to be working like the Dickens for the next couple days trying to get this on the internet. So,
hey, Josh, I appreciate y'all's efforts, and that website is on restoringtherepublic.com. There's a link there to pnacitizen.org. So, folks, check that out, and Josh and the good folks at PNA Citizen are doing a great job doing these events. All right, Deborah, we were talking about these grand juries, and I'll tell you what, before we go on the break, I was just wishing that this conversation would have happened in the fall of 2001 because we'd be so far down this road by now. I mean, we'd be 6 years down the road.
Right, and the thing is, restoring the power of presentment to grand juries and bringing back private prosecution, I'm afraid it's going to be a long-term, long-range goal type of process because these powers have been systematically taken away from the people for the last century and a half, okay? Ever since the institution of the criminal justice system in this country at the federal and the state level where the notion of a public prosecutor, okay, a prosecutor hired by the state to prosecute crime, all right, ever since that started coming around, everything started changing. Grand juries started losing their power of presentments. They started losing their investigative powers. Everything just started falling to the wayside. And then legislation started being enacted little bit by little bit by bit, more and more and more, to the point that it's like the executive branch has all the power now to initiate criminal prosecution. And it's almost all but lost, okay, for the people to be able to initiate criminal prosecution. Not quite. Not yet, all right?
Next question, though. So right now what has happened then over time is the legislature has helped whittle down these grand jury and presentment powers, and then now the executive branch, the governor, and at the federal level, obviously the president, have filed even further executive orders to even whittle it down further then. Is that pretty much how it's happened?
Yes. A lot of states still will accept grand jury presentment, okay? In 1946, at the federal level, the federal court system adopted this criminal procedure code where they said that presentments are obsolete, and they said they didn't want to allow presentments at the federal level because they didn't want to encourage grand juries to act independently. I mean, they admitted it.
Heaven forbid. We wouldn't want independent acting.
They admitted it. And this is exactly what grand juries are supposed to do. Grand juries are supposed to be independent. They are absolutely independent. They're not under the executive branch or the judicial branch. And in 1992, Justice Scalia made a ruling basically saying we're the fourth branch of government, okay? And because we're codified under the Bill of Rights, we're not textually assigned to any of the main three articles outlining the three main branches of government. We are here as a check on the government, okay? Grand juries started, okay, to investigate government corruption. And even throughout the late 1800s and early 1900s, they still were able to be quite effective. Okay, grand juries were responsible for taking down Boss Tweed, okay, which was in the late 1800s. This guy who became a mayor of New York, and he was basically a mobster, okay, this guy swindled tens of millions from the city of New York, all right? And that was a lot of money back in those days, and the media was crucial They offered the New York Times $5 million to shut up, and they didn't.
Wow.
I wish they would act that way now.
I'll tell you what, we'll have to work to get back there. But anyway, it sounds easy to understand why they would want to whittle away those powers. All right, Deborah, we're going back into a break, and as soon as we come back, we've got a couple of callers holding. We've got Nate and John. We'll be right back with RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic Priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Greaves, and we're on the air now with Deborah Stevens. She's working on these grand juries to see about bringing forth public indictments of some of these scoundrels that we have doing things here in office. And I think we don't even need to name them. We can just probably pretty much put them all together and just sort, maybe cull out a few that will be worthy of staying. But anyway, Deborah, we've got a caller online. We've got Nate on line 4 here in Texas. Hello, Nate.
Howdy, Deborah and Richard.
Hello.
It seems like we're seeing this in all types of juries, though. We're in the local level, this 12 and 6-man juries, that the judge, you know, basically dictates what they can or can't talk about or hear or anything. And it seems like a real problem to me.
Yes, it is. Even at the petite jury level, like what you're saying, the judges really try to control what evidence they can and can't hear, and even try to give the jurors direction on how to interpret the evidence and how to rule on the evidence. It's a very bad situation, and people really have to have a lot of guts to stand up to that sort of thing, because if you don't do what the judge says, they can try to hold you in contempt of court.
Well, and it gives you the option, well, not the option, to try to sway the jury in your favor, because if you try to present evidence or something and the judge says, tell the jury you have to ignore that whole evidence, and I've seen that happen where they just say, you can't look at this. And I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but, you know, Thomas Jefferson said that the jury was there to decide whether laws were right or not. You know, they are there to judge on the law itself, but nowadays the judges say it's not yours to decide whether the law is right or wrong. You just have to decide whether or not it was broken.
Right. And actually, if you've seen the movie Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo interviewed a juror in an income tax case. Speaking of income tax, today's April 15th.
Sure.
And they were trying to take this person down for not filing, okay, 1040 form. And the jury kept asking the judge and the prosecutor, show us the law. Show us the law that this guy has broken. Well, they never did. And the judge kept promising that he would show the law. And the law that they kept bringing up was a state law that says if there is a federal law requiring a person to file and pay, then the state law would at that point require you to do that. And they kept saying that's the law he broke. But they never would show the federal law that the state law was based on. And so the jury said, you know what? No, we're not going to convict this guy. And the judge was very, very upset. But there was nothing he could do. Now, I understand in some cases judges can reverse jury's decision.
Sure. Waco.
Right. But in this particular case, it didn't happen. And they won because they couldn't show the law. And, the judges are constantly trying to railroad juries and tell them what they can and cannot consider as evidence. Now, at the petite jury level, which is the trial juries really have no power to introduce any evidence at all. Trial juries, by nature, are supposed to be passive. You just look at what is presented to you in court. But the grand jury is a totally different story. Grand juries are supposed to be investigative, accusatory bodies, and they're not judges as far as, like, a petite jury. You look at both sides. What evidence is there to support innocence? What evidence is there to support guilt? Grand juries do not do that at all. They only look at accusatory evidence. It doesn't matter. If there's a mountain of evidence to support somebody's innocence, grand jury, it doesn't matter, okay? If a grand jury can determine probable cause, then an indictment or presentment is issued.
Well, it's easy to understand why they would fear that. So, Nate, do you have any other questions for our guest?
I do have one thing to say. Could I plug Mike Hansen?
Go ahead.
Well, Mike Hansen's running for Gonzales City Council, Place 1, and we're thinking he's a shoe-in, but you never know.
There's never such a thing as a shoe-in, especially when it comes to a Patriot running for office.
Right.
But good luck to Mike down there.
Yeah, anybody that, you really can't help vote for him, but think good for Mike, because I think it's going
to
work.
You know if Mike's got a website set up where people can go to support him and maybe donate?
Not really. Okay. Donations would be good. Maybe I'll call up next week.
Okay. That'd be great, Nate. Appreciate the call.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Deborah, a little while ago, one of the questions I wanted to follow up with is you stated that in some states that this is still a little bit more common, this quo warranto. What are some of those states, and maybe if we want to try to have some justice for 911, maybe there's some way to shift our focus to work in these states where we've got a little bit more of a foothold?
Sure. I actually haven't had a chance to research what all states do that and what the nature of it is. I've looked some at Texas, and I'm looking at the statute right now, and basically in Texas, it's for removing people from office that have taken office unlawfully or involving corporations, too. Corporations that exercise powers not granted by laws, or dealing with railroads and stuff like that. I just found out about the Quaranto thing about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I have been researching. There are a lot of groups, a lot of business schools, universities that are heavily lobbying and calling for reform as far as private prosecution, which is similar to quo warranto. Quo warranto is mainly like for taking down unlawful people who are in office unlawfully, or for the people to try to take it into their own hands, which is very difficult because if you don't know enough about law and court proceedings, you'll get thrown out, okay? And
sure.
lawyers won't do it because it'll ruin their political career. But there's like the Fox School of Business. There's a lot of libertarian groups that are calling for what they call competitive government, okay, to bring back private prosecution and like a restitution-based type of criminal justice system and stuff like that, so that victims of crimes can get some justice. And there have been people, congressmen, that have tried to reform grand jury law. There was in the 70s, actually 1976, there was a congressman, Joshua Eilberg was his name. He was trying to get some grand jury reform passed at the federal level to restore powers of presentment and things like that. He was really fighting for the people. Well, he failed to get his bill passed, needless to say, and then the Justice Department retaliated against him and sued him for running up too much of a telephone bill while he was a member of Congress, and even pressed criminal charges.
Oh, I'm sure that there's retribution to be paid. That's why it's such a challenge to do that. Yeah, that's
yes.
Pretty crazy. Deborah, we've got another caller. We've got John here on line one here in Texas. Hello, John.
Hi, good evening.
How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, this is John Davis of the Independent Texans Group here in Travis County.
Oh, great.
And I just would like to say that you guys are doing a great job and really appreciate y'all bringing this information to the citizens. And also wanted to make an announcement that this Wednesday we'll be holding a strategy session regarding toll roads, corporate welfare, and upcoming local races. That's going to be located here in Austin.
Okay.
If you don't mind, I'll just give that information out. It's Wednesday, April 18th from 6:30 to 8:30, and that's at University Hills Library on Austin's east side, 4721 Loyola Lane. We've got Linda Curtis, the founder of Independent Texans, as well as Brian Rogers, and that's a local businessman that has a lot of information regarding the corporate welfare payouts to, I think, the Domain Properties, which is a new property, a shopping mall. But
okay.
We welcome everybody to join us and just give us some feedback. And,
all right, John, did you have a question for our guest? Because actually I did announce this earlier in the show.
Oh, I appreciate that. Sorry.
No problem.
Just basically keep up the good work. I'm listening now to all the information y'all are providing, and that's actually a lot of new things that I haven't heard of. And
we cover a lot
great.
Of different things on rbnlive.com.
That's yes, sir. And y'all have a great evening, and keep up the good fight.
All right, John. Thank you very much. All right, Deborah, going back to our topic about the grand juries. Now, if our strategy is to see about having some type of indictment, though, about 911 and to have it happen as soon as possible, which obviously, I mean, here we are going on 6 years after this
yep.
event, and it looks like the scoundrels in charge may literally get away and do like a JFK where they'll just run away and not have to face any kind of prosecution over it. But it just seems like if we can find out these other states and if they're more favorable states, you know, I can just imagine in states like maybe in Iowa or Idaho or Wyoming or Montana, where you've got some more independent and freedom-minded folks in these smaller states where they can literally have a bigger effect quicker in their legislatures and all that. So it
sure.
seems like that would be the next kind of course of study to go towards trying to find out about doing something ASAP about 911.
Yes, and like individuals in states like that, like I was talking about the quo warranto, which is somewhat available right now, you'd have to prosecute it at the state level, which means you'd have to come up with laws that these criminals have broken in your state. Okay, we wouldn't be able to prosecute them for murder or treason or things like that federal crimes because it would have to be prosecuted at the state level. So you'd have to come up with some statute related to 9/11 that state law that would have been broken in your state. What I really think we need to focus on is New York. Okay, because there's already some people that are trying to amend the city charter to get a prosecutor appointed, create a new office, a literal government office, where a prosecutor would be elected by the people and have a new investigation take place. And I think that that's a very positive way to proceed. And as far as, like, us doing grand juries, like in different cities, San Diego's doing one this weekend. I want to try to do something here in Austin. It's mainly going to be in the realm of publicizing. Like, we're just going to be getting together to exercise our right to investigate a crime and come up with a presentment and hand it to a judge, give it to a prosecutor. I'm gonna give our presentments to prosecutors. Okay, right. If they ignore them, they ignore them. I'm gonna send them to all the media outlets. I'm gonna send it to Fox. I'm gonna send it to all our state reps. I'm sending it to all our senators. We're gonna do this grand jury as in a lawful a manner as possible. There, I've been reading common law grand juries that say if you want them to have effect, meet at the courthouse, okay? Reserve a room at the courthouse. We, the people, have the right to reserve a room at the courthouse to meet and conduct a criminal investigation. And if the court clerk doesn't want to let us do it, then we can sue them too, okay? So right. I want to try to have the grand jury meet at the courthouse. I don't want to take forever on this thing, but I want us to get some presentments as soon as possible, federal type of presentments, okay? And start sending them out, okay? Sending them to prosecutors at the state level here in Texas, sending them to all congressmen, sending them to the congressmen at the federal level, try to get as much media exposure. See, in the past, the reason that grand jury's powers of presentment were so effective was because of the media, okay? The media publicized it, okay? In the American Revolution, grand juries were crucial in the American Revolution because they presented the British, okay, the soldiers, and they refused to indict the colonists that the British were trying to indict, okay? And it was all over the newspapers. It was all over the media. The Boss Tweed case that I told you about, the New York Times highly publicized the presentments of the grand jury, okay? Even though this guy offered him $5 million. $5 million was a lot of money in 1872.
Sure was.
Okay, and the New York Times just didn't do it. All right, so the media is crucial. We need to exercise our rights. See, it comes down to jurisdiction. There are a lot of tricks that you can do to not enter statutory jurisdiction if you get caught up in the justice system these days. But we can't really force common law jurisdiction on these guys, and there's not really common law courts set up. Now, some people are setting up their own common law courts, you know, in rural areas of Montana and Michigan and things like that, and they're backing them up with the local militias, and I don't think that's the way to go. I mean, we need to make change. We need to use the tools of what we have. We can't just go around setting up vigilante courts, okay? So that's, in case anybody hears the word common law grand jury, some people, you know, that may be a stigma. Oh, God, you know, it's a vigilante thing. No, I'm not trying to do a vigilante thing. I'm mainly just trying to do a promotion thing and to try to educate people of what their rights really are if you ever really do get called to a grand jury, and try to work at the state level, you know, here in Texas, in New York, to try to get these investigations done. And there was a lot of really good evidence at the 9/11, the PNAC conference this week, and it was just excellent. Stuff Steve Jones has been working on, I mean, it is conclusive beyond a shadow of a doubt. I mean, he's got samples of not just the molten metal from underneath all three World Trade Centers, but the dust, okay? The dust that was, we've all seen the pyroclastic flow, right? That went everywhere, all over Manhattan Island, okay? He's gotten samples of the dust from all over New York, all over the city, and he has conclusively proven there is thermite in the dust, okay? And you can't say, well, they must have used thermite during cleanup. No, because these dust samples were taken from, like, three-quarters of a mile away, okay? It's not going right. to blow that far. I mean, it's just, It's amazing. The research he's done, if we can just get it into the hands of a prosecutor who's going to do something about it or try to get legislation enacted, ballot initiatives like these people in New York, you know, not just pressuring our representatives to pass laws, but we need to bring forth ballot initiatives. That's the other thing they're trying to take away here in Texas. I don't know if you knew that about Kirk Watson. We need to boycott this guy because he's trying to make it harder for citizens in this state to do ballot initiatives.
Right.
Okay?
Well, that's one thing that Independent Texans works on, that group that John had just called and talked about their meeting coming up, is they're a group that is fighting for initiative and referendum to be put to be passed into law to where the citizens of Texas can take an issue and bring it up to change what's going on. And so the toll roads would be an example of where, since the powers that be have run so amok at the Capitol, that at least that would give us another opportunity to take care of it is by grassroots efforts and give us a real mechanism to fight issues.
Right, and I need to pull up the bill number for you. I'll have it by the next break. But Kirk, right now in the state of Texas, it takes 5% of registered voters to sign a petition to get an initiative on the ballot. Okay, and Kirk Watson's trying to make it 10%.
Right, and these tasks are already pretty onerous. If you've been involved in grassroots politics like I have, you know that these things are a lot of work to make happen. And they don't always happen either, even though you work real hard. So you just got to do the best you can. All right, Deborah, we're going to our last break, and we'll be right back after this.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. We're on with Deborah Stevens. We've been talking about grand juries and indictment and presentment by the public. But one story I wanted to work in real quick before in the last hour before we had our guest was talking about the bees, the honeybees. And I brought that up on the show before, how that they're, for whatever reason, appear to be experiencing what they call colony collapse disorder, where they have just a lot of these hives all over the United States and Texas and in other countries as well. Just the bees just disappear, leave, and don't come back, and just end up leaving basically an empty hive with only the queens and the eggs and some of the immature worker bees. And the worker honeybees that are out there just don't come back. They leave and presumably just die somewhere, not being able to come back to their hive. So a latest story that did come out is that possibly another factor that is impairing their ability to get back to the hive are these the mobile phones and the wireless systems with the electromagnetic and RF interference going on. So I think that there's going to have to be an evaluation of every aspect possible that could be affecting the honeybees, be it GMOs, be it wireless cell phone systems, you name it, chemtrails, the pesticides, all these different things, and especially synergistically, could be what's doing it. All right, Deborah, we're on our last section of the show here. So tell us, do you have an event coming up on this Saturday?
Yes, I do. At Brave New Books at 4 o'clock, I'm going to be giving a PowerPoint presentation, try to concisely as possible present my research. The main points that I want to make is I want people to get a really firm grasp over what grand juries really are and what they're really supposed to do. And in case you're ever impaneled on one, I'm going to present things that we can do for reform and discuss setting up an election for our citizens' grand jury here in Austin, which, again, we're little chance that we will be able to force the court system to accept it, but we're going to try anyway. We're going to give it to the courts anyway, and prosecutors and Congress, and try to get it out in the media. The more we can publicize things, the better, and the more accurate and legal and official as we can make our presentments and our legal documents, the more likely they are to be taken seriously by the media and seriously by congressmen and other so-called officials, because we really need to get the word out there. There is so much research that has been done. There's so much evidence. The grand juries only have to show probable cause, all right? We don't have to prove beyond reasonable doubt. There is plenty of evidence to prove beyond reasonable doubt, and we just really want to get it out there. Serious documents, serious court documents in the media. I want to give it to Court TV, C-SPAN, media outlets like that, other alternative radio stations, so they can see that, look, you know, we're not just a bunch of conspiracy theorists here. I mean, we have real evidence, and we've been doing some solid investigation here.
Right. Well, and that would be a great time to do something in New York City with this September 11th about to roll back around once again every year, just like it always does. It would be really great if we could do something like that up in New York during or near that time or before it.
Absolutely. The 911initiative.org is the website of the people that are putting together this ballot initiative to have special prosecutors appointed and another investigation done in New York. And I think we should all support that.
Deborah, what's that website that you've got? What's that URL?
911initiative.org.
Okay, and then there's another website that you have as well.
And my website is Austin911grandjury.org.
Austin911grandjury.org. All right, Deborah, that just about wraps up our time here. Folks, make sure and come out to Brave New Bookstore on 1904 Guadalupe Street this coming Saturday at 4 p.m. and join Deborah in this mission to get back our grand jury rights. Deborah, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Richard.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. All right, folks, this is Richard Reese signing off for Restoring the Republic. We'll be back next week.
It's true.